welcome back to another in our series of Sun City Shadow Hills podcasts. I'm Bob Furring, your host, and my guest today is the Assistant Golf Pro and Tournament Director, Brian Smith. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Good. I'm excited that you're excited. That's great. Well, we'd like to start learning the backstory of yourself.
Okay.
Where did you grow up? And
actually, I'm from Southern California locally. Corona, California is basically where I grew up. Played every sport in the world, but I was really focused on soccer as a young kid. And once I got into high school, I actually got the opportunity to play professional soccer in Europe for a while, which was fantastic. And when I came home, my mom was taking golf lessons. And, of course, I had to make fun of her because, I mean, golf, come on.
How old were you at that time?
I was probably about 14, mm-hmm. 14, 15. And she was actually dating a golf pro and was taking lessons. And we got into a discussion about it, and she basically bet me that I couldn't beat her in 9 holes of golf. And let's go. Let's try it. So we went out and played, and she did. She killed me. And but from that experience, I got the golf bug bad. And since she was dating one of the pros, I just started taking lessons upon lessons and played every second I got. I would go to the driving range and hit balls, and he'd come by, give me a couple quick pointers, and I was back at it basically every chance I had. And through that, I was able to make the golf team in high school. My senior year, and from there I went to College of the Desert here in the Valley, and I didn't play for College of the Desert, but I was in the golf program. I graduated from the golf program and transferred to Riverside Community College and played golf for them for a season and a half, and from there I transferred to New Mexico State University and went through their golf program. And played for them for 2 years, and
so that's Division One golf, right?
They are not Division One, but they're Division Two.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, I graduated with a degree in marketing and a degree in business management and golf management, and became a PGA professional about 2 years later, and have been working in the golf industry ever since, working and playing.
Do you have to go to a special school or take a test to become a PGA pro?
Yeah, the PGA program is pretty extensive. It's about a 5 to 7 year program. A lot of it is a lot of book work. There's 3 levels that you have to go through, and then a lot of time behind the counter. So it's very, very involved. And then on top of that, you have to play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about like a seven-year program to become a Class A.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not short.
And what is your what courses have you worked at you got here?
I've been at a few places. Locally in the Inland Empire, I would say most of my time was at Goose Creek Golf Club, which is in Mariloma. I was the general manager at Eagle Glen in Corona for about 3 years. But before that, I've been a lot of different places. I was a head pro at Los Serranos in Chino Hills. I was an assistant and tournament director at Angel Park in Las Vegas, which is a big resort course for quite a while. So I've had a lot of experience. I've been lucky in golf. I've got to experience both sides of, I've worked at, lower end munis and up to 5-star resort hotels. So it's been kind of nice. This is actually my first stint at a private club, so I'm enjoying it because I've gotten to meet a lot of great people, and you get to meet the members, and it's been enjoyable. Yeah. You get a good relationship.
It's interesting that you went from being the head pro at a club to being an assistant pro here.
Yeah, I took some time off to play. I took about 3 years off to play. I tried to play professionally for a while. I actually saw a little bit of success, won a few tournaments here and there. But as I've gotten older, I've had a few injuries and wasn't able to really compete at that level anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting back into the golf industry of actually working behind the counter instead of playing for a living. And it's basically a stepping stone to bigger and better things. But I like being assistant only because I like being a tournament director. I like dealing with the tournaments. I love the organization of it. It's a lot of fun. Nothing wrong with the head pro, but the head pros always have to deal with the merchandise and things like that, and I'd rather deal with the tournaments. I like dealing with the members and the scoring and the events and being more organized in that sense.
Yeah, well, it's great that people don't all want to do the same thing.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That works out fine. So you do outside tournaments as well as our club events.
Incorrect. Yeah, we don't do too many outside tournaments during the season. We're just way too busy with the men's and ladies. But during the once the season slows down, we have a few. Not a lot, but we have a few, maybe a dozen. In fact, we just had the mice and the desert foxes this last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a few. Mm-hmm. And we just had our local high school, the Shadow Hills High School. We just had a charity golf event for them about 2-3 weeks ago.
I see. So all that stuff goes through you.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you give lessons as well?
I do. I actually give a lot of lessons. In fact, I'm actually working on a program right now to start doing clinics.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to put together a program. I just got to put the final touches on it, but we'll start doing a clinic probably every Saturday morning from, like, say, 7 to 8 o'clock. It might be, like, $20, $25. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I've been teaching for 24 years, so it's been a while. I enjoy it.
Good.
I enjoy teaching.
So tell us about the course and the future of Shadow Hills from your perspective.
Pretty exciting, to be honest with you. We just got notice that Troon Golf is coming to take over. Troon Golf is going to be our new management company, which I think is exciting. I had the opportunity to work for Troon Golf when I was a general manager at Eagle Glen. Troon Golf is phenomenal. They're a great company. They are great to the employees, and they have huge resources. And to be honest with you, I think the members are going to really enjoy Troon being here.
Could you expand on why you think Troon is better?
Troon is big. They're probably one of the biggest management companies in the world right now. And their resources are unbelievable. If you have a problem, it's so easy to call them, explain what's going on, and they always have an expert to help you, especially on the agronomy side. They're phenomenal with the agronomy side. If our superintendents have an issue with something, Troon is there and they can fix it. They're so big and expansive that they have the ability to get you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes with everything, restaurant, pro shop, whatever it is. And that's what's really nice about being with them.
I see. Yeah. Are you going to work for them, or are you an independent contractor?
No. I'll work for them. I'll work directly with them. We'll be a Troon employee.
I see.
Absolutely.
I see.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I think the members are going to be surprised. You give it 1 year from today, I think the golf course will be better. I think the way things run will be better. I think Shadow's restaurant will be one of the best places in the area. I think Troon will really, really have a good handle on all of it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm excited for them coming in.
And it's exciting to hear that someone who's had experience with them is excited
They're really good. They're very employee conscious. They believe that if the employee is successful, it makes everything else successful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, and I guess one last comment about the course.
Yeah.
I drive by it. It doesn't look that great right now. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, June is a tough month because we're transitioning from the winter rye into the Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
The winter rye is dying out as it gets hotter and hotter, so you're going to see all these brown spots coming up. It's not that the it's dead. It's just that winter rye is burning out, and you've got the Bermuda that's coming up underneath. And so it takes a couple of weeks to get all that dead grass out and get the Bermuda up. And usually it's June is when you'll start to see it.
I see. So this is just
a transition. Exactly. It's just a transitional. So I think you come to the end of the month, you're going to see it's going to be beautiful, especially with the greens. Bermuda, the warmer we get, the Bermuda loves the warm. And especially this last weekend.
They should be loving it right now.
Man, this weekend was brutal. So, yeah, the grass should be, you give it about 3 weeks, it'll be beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You'll see a big improvement.
Okay, well, on that note, I think that's a good place to close.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much for coming in. And
we'll
look forward to, Troon starts July 1st.
July 1st, they take over. So
we'll look forward to that transition.
Absolutely.
And to the audience, thank you again for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, look up 6 inches or down 6 inches. This is somewhere between number 40 and number 50 that we've done. And I think that we've done a lot of interesting ones, and hopefully you'll find some too. And appreciate any comments that I'd get. I have a Facebook page for Sun City Shadow Hills podcast fans, and I'd appreciate getting any comments there. Thank you.